I'm Mike Kelly. This is Sports on a Sunday on News Radio 1120 KMOX. Well, we're just getting close, getting very close to the date when Cardinals pitchers and catchers report. And because of that, I thought it was time to re-engage, reconnect with my friend Dan McLaughlin. Of course, the Cardinals play-by-play voice who does a terrific job on Fox Sports Midwest. He's getting set for yet another season of Cardinal baseball, but I know you very well. And I know you're still clinging to the offseason and enjoying those family activities, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Just a bunch of basketball games lined up. We went to an NBA game, Mike, on Friday in Chicago and made it back here to St. Louis to watch the future NBA stars of tomorrow. Anyway, having some fun with the offseason and enjoying the kids.
Yeah, that's great, and that's what it's all about. In the meantime, you know, it's hard to imagine, man, that we're just, about 30 days away?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you think about the first preseason game or spring training game, if you will, it was a week ago this past week. It'll be on the 23rd of February, and pitchers and catchers report on the 12th and 13th and 14th. So, you know what? We're a couple of weeks away, really, when you start thinking about guys reporting and getting on the mound. And I think it's going to be extremely important early on to see where Adam Wainwright is in his progress this offseason and coming off of surgery. And I think once you get a gauge of where he's at, Mike, then we'll have a better idea of what this team may look like.
We're going to talk about the Cardinals here in just a moment. Milwaukee made news late this week, didn't they?
They sure did. They upped the ante, and the rebuild is now. And you know, initially when they hired a GM that was 29 at the time and a guy that was highly thought of in baseball circles, the idea was, okay, it could be a rebuild of, let's say, 3 to 4 years. Well, they were a lot better last year than they thought they might be. And now going into this season, I think that they put themselves right in the conversation with the Cardinals and the Cubs, and adding Lorenzo Cain, adding Christian Yelich, maybe the most friendly contract in baseball. They gave up a lot, but they sit there and all of a sudden make themselves contenders with Ryan Braun coming back. They have a good young shortstop, a good core of good players, and it's going to make this a race that's a lot of fun. I think the one thing from the Cardinals perspective and really the rest of the Central, Mike, is that you have a couple of teams that clearly are not going to be at the level that they were a year ago, and that's the Pittsburgh Pirates. That's a team to take a look at that you've got to win those games against them if you can, or win the season series. Cincinnati Reds would be another team. And then look at what's happening in the American League Central Division, who you play in interleague play this year. Detroit, the Chicago White Sox, you know, the list goes on of teams that are rebuilding. So you're going to have to really beat up on those teams outside of the Milwaukee and the Chicago Cubs.
Aside from the health of Wainwright, as Dan McLaughlin gets ready to watch pitchers and catchers report in just a couple of weeks, what are your headlines early on in this camp?
Well, I think my headline number one would be, as I mentioned, Adam Wainwright. Number two would be I'd have to see where Alex Reyes is, and then not put a role on him, Mike. You know, not say, well, we're going to say that he's got to be a reliever by X. I just keep the door open for him. You know, could be a guy that's relieving, could be a guy in the starting rotation. Another headline that I would put is Marcell Ozuna and just adjusting to St. Louis and where he's at and the excitement of him coming to town. Another headline I would have, and I know I've got a lot of them here, but Tommy Pham would be, you know, the everyday center fielder, making that adjustment, staying healthy, eyesight, those kind of things. But then in a general sense, my fifth and probably most important headline would be, where is the starting rotation and where are the innings going to come from? Because I think that's very important to think about.
Do you think the Cardinals have done enough to address the back of the bullpen?
We'll find out, I think, in a month. And I know that's not the answer that fans are probably looking for. And they're saying, no, you got to go out and get a closer. You got to go out and do this. You got to do that. The one thing that you have to remember, Mike, and I always hearken back to when it was Segrist and Martinez, Carlos Martinez, and Rosenthal coming up from the minor leagues. It seemed like Mo in the front office had a date in mind mentally that if things go right during this season, we can bring these guys up, and it's going to bolster our bullpen. Well, the same is happening this year. There's a couple of kids that are down there in the minor leagues. Really, there's three of them that can make an impact this year. And so I get the feeling, and this is just me, you know, thinking out loud right now, but I get the feeling that the Cardinals are saying, look, if we can get through the first month or two and figure out first of all, maybe one of our young arms goes to the bullpen, depending on what's happening in spring training in the first month. But once we get through that, I've got an idea that maybe on this date and this date and this date, this guy is going to come up and give us some innings, and he's going to help us, and he's going to change the complexion of our bullpen. And I really believe that that may happen. So while you may not have made the big splash initially here in December, January, February, that big splash may come during the season.
Do you also anticipate that the Cardinals will add another bat before it's all said and done?
I don't. I think their lineup is set. I think they like where their lineup is. Now, if something would fall in their lap to where these free agents, it just becomes stupid for them not to take a look at it and say, you know what, hey, this guy's fallen this far. We got to go out and get him, and he's gonna help our lineup. Then, yeah, I could see them doing that. But as currently constructed, I think they're really happy with their lineup. I think they like their bullpen. I don't think they love it. And I think that they're a wait-and-see approach with the rotation. And, again, I think a lot of that depends on Adam Wainwright.
You know, it's been interesting, too, to read the last couple of weeks just about the evaluation of Marcell Ozuna by those that are in baseball. A lot of them highly regard him as the top left fielder in baseball.
Well, it was just I was just watching MLB Network, I guess it was last night or this morning, and they've got this thing called the Shredder, which it puts through a – you know, calculation of numbers and different things, and the Shredder had him as the best left fielder in baseball. And I think the one thing that you have to look at is that he's not only, Mike, a very good hitter, and we'll see if it continues at the level that he was a year ago and the adjustments that he's made of not pulling off of pitches, which started 2 years ago, but he's also a gold glover. And, you know, that's not to be overlooked, and that's something that's really going to help this club.
Yeah, certainly will. When will you head down?
I'll be down there on the 12th, I believe. Matter of fact, I'm going to look at it right now, Mike. I'll be there officially on the 13th at 6 a.m. when I arrive on a red eye and drive over to Jupiter.
We're going to talk to Chris Raby a little bit later in this show. He's participating in the Cardinals fantasy camp this weekend in Jupiter. Rumor has it, Raby has led his team to tonight to this evening's championship game. Is that, Dan, from a historical perspective, the first time anyone affiliated with KMOX has ever accomplished that?
Well, if you include me as being a member of the KMOX sports department, you know, I did have a walk-off hit, Mike, one time, and, you know, we had great success the weekend that I was playing in, and we did make it to the championship game. So Raby's claim to that is fake news.
Oh, fake news on the part of Chris Raby. And, again, you know, these are coming back. I mean, as you know, he's a little active on social media, so he's a little proud of what he's accomplished so far.
Sure.
We're gonna dive into it a little bit later in hour number two. Hey, Dan, you're very kind this morning with your time. As thanks as always, and we'll talk to you soon.
Get some rest. I know you were working late last night in Mississippi and back here in St. Louis. You're a hard worker.
Hey, buddy, thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it. Thanks, Mike.
Cardinals broadcaster Dan McLaughlin from Fox Sports Midwest. I'm Mike Kelly speaking in Missouri. We'll hear from Konzo Martin. His postgame comments on the heels of the Tigers' third consecutive loss, this time at Mississippi State. Tom Ackerman also has the Missouri Valley Report coming up next on News Radio 1120 KMOX.